Penguin Audio presents She Left Me the Gun, written and read by Emma Brox. A wound gives off its own light, surgeons say. If all the lamps in the house were turned out, you could dress this wound by what shines from it. Anne Carson, The Beauty of the Husband. Preface. My grandmother thought she was marrying someone vibrant and exciting, a man with wavy hair and tremendous energy. He was a talented carpenter, a talented artist, a convicted murderer, and a very bad poet. He spent his working life as an engine driver and down the gold mines, and when he met my grandmother, sometime in the early 1930s, he was probably employed at the railway station she passed through en route to her office training course. My mother said two things about this man, that he was very clever and that he was very peculiar. She also said he had a faulty sense of humour. He liked slapstick, which was her backhanded way of calling him Afrikaans. I gather he was vain about his European origins. At the time my grandparents met, my grandmother was being courted by someone else, a man called Trevor, or Bessie Everett's brother Trevor, as the family on that side remembers him, which is to say, as a known quantity. Nice Trevor, boring Trevor. I picture him in a cardigan, smoking a pipe and reading the less interesting bits of the daily newspaper. By all accounts, my grandmother and Trevor stepped out only a few times. The fact he still rates a...